Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTALI. So I help lots of people with their CVs, their curriculum vitae. We don't really call them resumes anymore. They're called CVs. I don't know why curriculum vitae to me. Let me see your resume. The cover letter. People have a cover letter. You know, people are doing resumes differently these days. And I've noticed with job applications, they want to know your social media handle. When I see that, I'm like, oh, gosh, that's an invasion of privacy. We're just talking about patient privacy. Now social media. Social media, to me, is my off-work, like, playground. Now, I'm in the media, so for me, social media is mixed. You know, when you're in the media and you're, you know, a public figure, your social media isn't, you know, it's part work also. But for many people, their social media is their escape. That's where they, if they don't have people they could talk to at work, that's where they could go to. And now, especially with virtual work and people not seeing each other at work and you know, working from home, social media is sometimes their only outlet to other people. And so when somebody doesn't like the job, when somebody doesn't like something going on with the, you know, with the company or the country or whatever, they turn to social media. And they hope that they get validation for some of their feelings. And I see what's happening. So I see the psychology of it. And I'm not trying to diminish any of your posts on social media. But when you feel bad about something and you feel like you have no control, you want to do something. So psychologically, what you end up doing is you put a post up there, you know, whether you hate Trump or love Trump or hate Biden or love Biden. And you put something up there and you hope you get likes. And you hope you get people going, yeah. When you get them, it's euphoric. When people rip on you, you go, okay, good. Now I get to fight. Now I get to engage. And it allows people who feel like they have absolutely no control in what's happening with politics or what's happening with COVID or the economy or whatever to at least feel like they're doing something. And I appreciate that, actually. I do. I know there's people out there so upset about the masks. They're so upset about the lockdown. And they're stuck at home without a job. And they want to do something. And so, you know, they feel at least they could do something by rallying public support. Or, you know, initiating a conversation or stirring things up. I get that. I appreciate it. I may not agree with what they're doing, but I appreciate the fact that rather than just, you know, sticking your head in the sand going, woe is me, you want to make the world a better place. Even if I don't agree with how you want to make the world a better place, the fact that you want to contribute and you want to do something when you're sidelined, I think it's cool. Now, that being said, people like to post things politically, all right, about the president, let's say, or Joe Biden, former vice president. And sometimes things go too far. So a Maryland school board member in Washington County just got fired. She was kind of forced to quit because her social media post basically suggested that she wished that Donald Trump would die. And if I could find her post real quick, sorry about that. She's like, wouldn't that be an act of karma? Let me see what she's sorry about this. I'm trying to find her quote. It's not pulling up. I apologize. Basically, she basically tweeted that it would take care of a lot of America's problems if Donald Trump would die of his COVID. Now, she was forced to resign and forced to quit from her board post. So my question to you guys is should somebody be fired for a social media post under the protection of the First Amendment Act, or do private companies or public companies or institutions have a right to, you know, not condone a narrative that they don't agree with? Or are there levels of what is tolerated in terms of social media posts? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Where I think she went over and where I could understand why she had to be removed from her post from a school board is because it was a school board member advocating for the death of somebody or hoping that somebody died. That doesn't send the right message. I get freedom of speech. I don't want anybody affecting our freedom of speech. But now it starts to get a little bit, now you start to wonder who's representing, who's making decisions for kids, who's, you know, managing, you know, schools and, you know, being around kids when you have somebody kind of, you know, advocating and, you know, hoping that somebody drops dead of COVID. I get it was probably in jest. She probably thought she had multiple followers that would say, yeah, right on. But, you know, this isn't a, you know, I don't like Trump's hair. Or I think he's wearing a toupee. Or I don't like, you know, his self-tanner he might be using. Or whatever people are accusing him of, in quotes. This is hoping the president would die. And now that starts to get a little sticky. Just like, you know, you really can't cry, you know, scream fire in a movie theater. You can't talk about bombs in an airport. Years ago, when I was a teenager, my parents had a kid, my brother, Jake, and I was walking with him to the airport, and it was the first time he was in an airport, and he was a baby, you know, and he was all kind of scared, and they were scanning, and I'm like, you know, look, the reason why they're doing this is, you know, they want to make sure there's no bombs on you, right? I was trying to explain. I was a kid and trying to explain to my kid brother. And the TSA agent pulled me aside saying, you know, we could arrest you for saying that. We could arrest you for saying that. And maybe she just wanted to kind of, you know, get me all riled up. But you can't say certain things anywhere. I mean, you know, like we talked about with HIPAA, it's not really officially, you know, protecting everybody all the time. Same thing with First Amendment rights. And so, you know, when somebody says, oh, I hope, you know, President Trump dies or I hope Joe Biden dies, you know, does work or your board or your institution or charity have a right to say no, this doesn't represent us? Or is it private and off limits? 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a 65-year-old man in Buffalo, New York faces charges after an 80-year-old man confronted him about not wearing a coronavirus face mask and ended up dying following a dispute. Donald Lewinsky of West Seneca, New York, has been arrested and is to be arraigned Tuesday evening on a charge of criminally negligent homicide after he allegedly shoved Rocco Sapienza to the ground in a bar. Now, Lewinsky, this is the younger one, was walking through Pamp's Red Zone Bar and Grill in West Seneca, about 10 miles southeast of Buffalo. This was on September 26th, when the 80-year-old Sapienza confronted him about not wearing a mask. This is going to Erie County District Attorney John Flynn, who said in a news conference. Flynn said it appeared that the two men began to argue as soon as they crossed paths at the bar, not just over the masks. Apparently, the victim didn't like the way the defendant was talking to some of the staff, and there was an incident before him that involved a young lady, and the victim didn't like the way the defendant spoke to the young lady. So these two started butting heads from early on. Eventually, the two had a dispute over Lewinsky not wearing a mask. The younger one not wearing a mask. Security footage shows Sapienza getting up from his bar stool, walking around the corner, confronting the gentleman who wasn't wearing a mask. The defendant stood up from the bar stool and pushed him with two hands. But the hard shove pushed Sapienza to the ground. He had a seizure, lost consciousness, and died from the blunt force trauma to the head. Now, I've seen this where this happened with a friend of ours who pushed somebody. Person falls, hits his head, from the head injury ends up dying. It's a sad, unfortunate reality of a fight where, you know, you think, well, you know, I'm not punching the person, I'm not kicking the person, I'm pushing them away, and I'm pushing them. But if it leads to a fall, and that fall busts somebody's head, or they end up having a bleed in the brain, we're talking about an 80-year-old man here that fell, you're in trouble for homicide. Manslaughter. Sometimes prosecutor will even, you know, try murder charges. So, you know, and we push, you know, as a less severe form of fighting. That's a different topic we're going to talk about. Topic I want to talk about is these mask disputes. All over the country, there are people fighting with each other when they see somebody not wearing a mask. What was it at a Walmart where somebody came up to somebody saying, you need to wear a mask, and then the guy pulls a knife on him and his kid was there? It's kind of a dangerous world right now. I mean, we are hearing some real strange stuff. And I get there's people that want to, you know, do good and, you know, they want to, you know, try to, you know, help fight COVID and make sure people wear a mask. This is why I'm telling you guys, masks aren't going away. If you're having people putting their lives on the line, confronting total strangers who could be armed with knives or guns or whatever, and they're willing to do that for somebody to wear a mask, you think that's going to go away during flu season? Now, yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, there was a fight that broke out on an Allegiant Airlines. These always seem to happen on airplanes, too, where it was an Allegiant flight to Provo, Utah, and a passenger refused to wear a face mask. Apparently, Riley Lansford was a witness. She captured this fight where two men were waiting for the flight's departure Saturday at Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport on the way to Provo, Salt Lake. Lansford was sitting near the passengers. Somebody threw the first punch, so she started recording the incident. And it was about a mask. The fight started when a passenger was wearing a face shield, was sitting behind the witness, and they got into an argument with the flight attendant over wearing a face mask. Now, I'm not exactly sure what then ensues. Apparently, a man in a mask, but the mask was covering his nose, starts throwing jabs at the passenger, who was wearing a face shield but not a mask. Now, the company said face shield, the airline, did not respond to questions regarding the incident, but told NBC News that all passengers are required to wear facial coverings at all times, ticket counter, gate area, and duration of the flight. Facial shields may be worn in addition to a face covering, but not as an alternative. So a man came up and started to approach him, and you see the man fighting, and his mask isn't really completely on either. So the fight ended up being broken out about 30 seconds. The passenger without a face mask was escorted off the plane. The other man was allowed to stay. So, yeah, you know, depending on which side of, you know, of the lynch you're on, some people are considered the good guys, some are considered the bad guys. Now, I don't know why he was wearing a face shield but not a face mask. Yeah, I don't know if that's because he had a medical reason to or whatever. But, I mean, I got to tell you, every day I am hearing about people going after each other. We're talking about total strangers, Americans. Aren't we supposed to be unified? And instead, we are going after each other viciously. because of mask issues. Now, I get it. COVID scares people. COVID is deadly. So if there's somebody sitting there without a mask, you're thinking that they are attacking you with a deadly weapon. I get why your panties are all up in a bunch. But does it really have to resort to violence? And I, you know, this 80-year-old man, I don't know why he decided. And sometimes older men get a little aggressive. And, you know, I don't know if it was early dementia or whatever, but, you know, I've seen older men. I remember my grandpas. I mean, they'll get up in your face. And, you know, usually younger guys have filters. They go, hey, guy, you know, hey, we don't need to really get it, you know, get into it. But 80-year-olds, you know, they're probably like, well, I don't care, you know. And but unfortunately, he died over a mask. And many of these people, they're not even wearing their masks appropriately. So as you guys know, I'm a big fan of watching football. I love football, and I'm not going to let politics mess up my time with football. As you've noticed, it's a shame because I really love listening to the national anthem, but most of the football games are not even covering the national anthem to kind of, you know, get away from the whole controversy of kneeling. But Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth do the NBC Sunday Night Football, and it was very interesting this last Sunday night during the Eagles. Oh, my gosh, who did the Eagles play? Oh, my gosh, I forget. I didn't put... Oh, 49ers. Eagles 49er game. So, Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels, for the first time, you see them in masks. And Al Michaels looked cute. I thought they looked cute with their masks. But Al Michaels had, you know, started to introduce Chris Collinsworth. And he goes, and you are... And Chris Collinsworth sat there with the mask, almost feeling beaten, going, I don't know who I am anymore. And he was kind of joking, but it kind of looked like he was frustrated that he had to wear the mask. And maybe I'm inferring that wrong. I like the guys. I like the guys a lot. And as he's speaking, the mask keeps falling. And the mask falls and his nose is you know, showing. And, you know, and it you know, he didn't stop to fix it. And again, you know, they do have face makeup. They do have, you know, so who knows? Maybe he just didn't want to touch the mask or start breaking out. I don't know what it is. And he and Al Michaels were 6 feet apart. But what I found very interesting during the game is after that initial opening, you know, where it does the Chris Collinsworth slide, they don't really do that anymore. He slides up to Al Michaels. Now they just stay 6 feet apart. After that initial scene, with the both sportscasters wearing their masks and Chris Collinsworth's mask kind of, you know, slipping down, you didn't see them anymore for almost the whole entire night. You heard them, but you didn't see the camera go back on them. Now, I don't know if it's because Al Michaels had kind of explained the rules that now, you know, everybody has to wear a mask, including the sportscasters, and I just kind of got the feeling that Chris Collinsworth was not 100% up on that one. And you... But you just didn't see them. And, you know, you just kind of wonder if what happened, if these guys are like, you know what, I can't do it with the mask. I need to take off the mask when I sportscast. I can't do it. And I appreciate that because right now I'm doing my show in a studio by myself, but I'm not wearing a mask because I'm by myself and I can't do it with a mask. The mask interferes. It just does when you're sportscasting. So my guess is what happened is they were like, look, we have the sportscast or we wear the mask. So they did one little clip of seeing them one more time throughout the evening. But usually you see them a lot. So, you know, mask fatigue is there. And, you know, you see, like Donald Trump, he takes off his mask and people were all frustrated and all that. And I get it, you know, him just having a diagnosis and nobody wants people to spread germs. But wearing the mask is not easy, not for an extended period of time. And I just don't know how much longer this is going to go on. And my guess is people thought that it was all going to end in June. And then, all right, maybe just one more month of it. And I think people are starting to realize this mask thing might be for years. They're not liking it at all. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is back at work in the White House today after a three-day hospitalization due to coronavirus. After leaving Walter Reed Medical Center, the president addressed his health on Twitter, telling Americans to be safe, but not to live in fear of the virus.
Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We're the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives.
Hurricane Delta continues to strengthen as it moves into the Gulf of Mexico. The storm is now a Category 3 hurricane with maximum winds of 115 miles an hour. Forecasters expect Delta to make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast sometime Friday. This is USA Radio News. Time is running out to register to vote in many states. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
The deadline to register to vote in the 2020 presidential election is here for some states, while it has passed for a couple of others. In Louisiana, Monday was the deadline to register to vote in person or by mail, but residents may still register to vote online until October 13th. Tuesday is the deadline in New Mexico, with a Friday deadline in New York and Oklahoma, and Saturday in Delaware. This voter telling News Nation,
I didn't want to be responsible for the election carrying on and on by casting a provisional vote, so I wanted to be sure that I was registered and my vote would be counted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The IRS is giving millions of Americans more time to register for a coronavirus stimulus check. The IRS is extending the deadline to register for the one-time payment to November 21st. The extra time is only for individuals who don't usually file a tax return and haven't yet received the economic impact payment. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, rewinding a little bit, back in November, December, when I had been, I do telemedicine, and where I've been taking care of patients on telemedicine, a lot of flu cases calling in. And with telemedicine, it was kind of unique because in my office, when I had my office, this was before I went to teach and do more media, when somebody came in saying they had the flu, we would swab them. And if they were positive, we would let the health department know and go, yep, that looks like we're having these many flu cases. We would verify and confirm because a few years back, there were some issues with Tamiflu and some of the antivirals that were prescribed in terms of there being shortages. And we didn't want to prescribe Tamiflu when somebody didn't, you know, have the flu. And we didn't want another shortage because we didn't know if last year's flu season was going to be a bad one. We expected last year's flu season to be a bad one. In fact, I think I spoke on the news about how I was really worried about this next flu season. Whoa. Did I not know what was coming? But I just had a hunch it was going to be bad. Flu season was going to be bad this last year. It was flu and COVID, but still, it was bad. So, prior to telemedicine, we would swab you, make sure it was flu. Some doctors were like, look, it sounds like flu, you're acting like flu, you were exposed to flu, here's the medicine. But because we had years prior with swine flu and other issues, worried about losing, not having enough Tamiflu, or worried about resistance and overprescribing of it, in the last couple years, we got more careful. Then, telemedicine exploded. Telemedicine is fantastic, because now you don't have to be sick, spread your flu all over the place. You could go and call a doctor, nurse practitioner. I don't know if PAs yet are on telemedicine. I believe they might be. And then you get nice, smiling, happy face going, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. And like, look, I got the flu. And you have a nice, beautiful, intelligent, young, skinny, right, physician named Dr. Dahlia. Prescribing you. I know I'm not skinny. Prescribing you an anti-flu medicine just that easy. Well, so November, December 2019, I'm getting these calls, and all of a sudden we're hearing about this flu in December, or this illness coming out of China in December. Now we're into January. People are calling up, going, hi, I got the flu, give me Tamiflu. Like, well, gosh, you know, like, how do I know this is the flu, not what's going on with China? Can you go and get swabbed? No, that's why I'm calling telemedicine. I'm calling telemedicine, I'm doing virtual care, so I can just get the medication. So, because with Tamiflu and flu medicine, you kind of need to get it hit in. It used to be 72 hours. Now we're trying to get it within the first 48 hours. You can't tell somebody just, you know, well, go and try to get in with your regular provider. So we treat them over the phone. And we gave them Tamiflu. So all these people got Tamiflu. Many of them said it didn't work. Why? Because they probably had coronavirus in December, January, February here in America. So yesterday, I get a call from a patient going, I think this is flu. Now, we're a little early for flu season. Flu season is supposed to start next month, but it's 2020, so if, you know, we're going to have a weird flu season, this is going to be the flu season. And we're expecting a lighter flu season because Australia had a lighter flu season. So in Australia, they didn't really have that many flu cases or flu deaths because people were wearing masks and they were on lockdown. But I'm not going to keep my guard down, all right? Because, you know, in America, we're, you know, we have a lot of populous cities and people are out there and people still aren't getting the flu shot. So I'm thinking we could still have a rough flu season. So I'm still, you know, a little cautious. But somebody calls up saying, I think I have the flu. Now, it sounded like COVID, and we talked about the difference. Flu is where you feel like you got hit with a ton of bricks, high fever, symptoms coming on all of a sudden, hit you really hard, COVID a little slower, because COVID's kind of like a cold virus. It just comes on a little slower. Fever isn't usually that high, but you could get the body aches and the malaise and the fatigue. So, you know, I'm thinking, look, you know, I think this is COVID, so I'm going to recommend you get tested. But immediately that just opens up where we're going to be in huge trouble this next flu season. I need to, with telemedicine, just like now, so many doctors are doing telemedicine right now, we need to decide if we need to start you on Tamiflu for flu or send you to get tested for COVID. Now, usually in telemedicine, they don't want the machine gun approach or the shotgun approach where it's like, well, you know what, we're just going to treat you for everything. Because we have to be careful of resistance. All right, we can't give everybody Tamiflu who doesn't need it, and then they get their flu again. So that, you know, we can't be giving people 2-3 prescriptions for Tamiflu a year, but we're going to end up having resistance to an antiviral that we use for flu. And it doesn't cure you from the flu, but what it does is it helps, you know, shorten the course of the illness and the severity of the illness. We don't have a Tamiflu for COVID, but we have it for flu. And what's even more interesting or significant is if I think you have the flu and you test positive for the flu, I want your whole family treated. So we could give a preventative dose of Tamiflu for the rest of the family. So when we would swab you in the office and you were flu positive, we would then give you the antiviral. We would have the other family members come in for their preventative dosing. And then we'd give them preventative dosing. Now with telemedicine, people are saying, look, I got the flu. I need Tamiflu for the other family members. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you have the flu. Was it A? Is it B? Oh, no, I was diagnosed over the phone with the flu. And you're like, okay, well, how do we know it's the flu and how do we know it's COVID? So the problem I have as a physician is if I think your flu is COVID and I don't give you Tamiflu because you don't need it, it doesn't help COVID, and I tell you to go to get a COVID test and self-isolate and you're sitting home for 10 days, I am losing out on an opportunity to knock out flu, right? Because you could have the flu that whole time. Nobody's testing you. And if you do have flu, flu kills, just like COVID does. Flu can increase your risk of heart attack. Flu can increase your risk of stroke. We don't want you having bad flu. So what do we do if much of the country is going to telemedicine and virtual care, and understandably so, which is really cool. I'm a huge fan of telemedicine. But what do we do with flu season this year if people are going to be calling up going, yeah, all right, I feel sick? What are providers supposed to do? Do we just throw the Tamiflu at you and now risk resistance? Or do we say, no, we don't know if you have it, so just sit tight because it could be COVID? Either way, it could be bad. Now, what doctors are going to probably do is go, look, I'm just going to give you the Tamiflu to play it safe. I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know if it's a flu. We can't test you. So here's the medication. But we don't have a lot of antivirals. I love Tamiflu. When that avian flu came out, right, in Asia, and there, we had a huge shortage of people hoarding Tamiflu years back. I forget what year that was. I think it might have been 2005 because people were freaked out about, you know, getting the avian flu. And so they wanted their Tamiflu. We need Tamiflu to work. Well, the last thing we need is a resistance and a weakening of one of the very few antivirals we have to fight flu. Why? Because everybody's at home worried about COVID doing telemedicine and going to be treated, you know, just empirically, you know, without definitive confirmation. So what do we do? Well, I suggest getting, you know how we're starting to work on getting COVID tests at the house? I think we need to do that for flu. I think we need to have flu tests at the house, but we're going to have to do rapid flu tests. I think somebody better be manufacturing at-home rapid flu tests because you can't do like COVID where you do your sample and send it out for a few days, because with flu, you got to start that Tamiflu right away. And then by the time the result gets back, if you're told, oh, it was never flu, well, it's too late. You already took the Tamiflu. And not that that would hurt you, but we're weakening the drug. So I don't want to weaken Tamiflu. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we do have an update on President Trump's health. We are being told by his doctor, Dr. Sean Conley, Navy commander, DO, Dr. of osteopathy, great guy, has that President Donald Trump is experiencing, quote, no symptoms of COVID. After he has returned home Monday night, he is currently at the residence, and he had met with the medical team early this morning, and he said that President Trump had a restful first night at home. Vital signs are stable, including his blood oxygen level. Not really a lot of details on the current medications he's on. I think he received one of his last doses of Remdesivir, the antiviral. Not sure if he's still currently on steroids, but overall, he continued to do extremely well. As we get more information, We will tell you. Now, Robbie had asked, we take questions on your answer line at 1-877-DocDolly or your emails at drdahlia.com. How did President Trump respond so well, and how is he symptom-free when the average person with COVID has symptoms for much longer? Well, that's all right. So, well, let's assume that the press conferences are revealing 100% truth. Let's just pretend that President Trump has absolutely no symptoms of COVID. All right? I would say that Regeneron cocktail then is going to be the bomb. I would, again, the only thing different between, well, there's a few things different, but President Trump's COVID course and COVID medication strategy was different than the average Americans because he got that Regeneron polyclonal antibody cocktail. He was infused with that on Friday, such that it were antibodies that were supposed to help stop the virus and neutralize the virus before his own immune system can take over. And I mean, there's a chance that maybe it works so damn well. This is we're under the working theory that he absolutely has no symptoms. We were told yesterday he didn't have dysgeusia, which is lack of taste. He didn't have anosmia or lack of smell. Smell and taste good. He wasn't coughing. He wasn't short of breath. He wasn't fatigued. Now, people don't believe that. People don't believe that he has no symptoms. Well, as you saw yesterday, came back to the White House. He took off his mask. He looked like he normally does. You know, it's interesting. He looks skinnier in the pictures. They had these pictures of him in his shirt. Maybe the shirt was oversized, but he looked thinner. But then yesterday when he was back at the White House, he looked his normal self. So anyway, it looked like he was his normal color. It didn't even look like he had COVID. Or if he did, it looked like he had mild COVID or COVID that was treated with everything in the book. And true, just a few second photo op doesn't necessarily, you know, elicit everything somebody could be dealing with. But I gotta admit, man, he looked good. Now, and good. We're praying for him. You know, we pray for our president. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. But if, let's say, they are fibbing a little bit and he's not at 100%, we're already on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're already on day 5, which I hear some people's COVID course is done by then. And we're also assuming that Friday was day 1. There's a chance that he could have started having symptoms after the debate Tuesday night or on Wednesday. So, you know, we're working with whatever details we have. But assuming he got exposed somehow at the debate or whatever, he started coming down with symptoms on Friday. They started to peak Friday night, got sent to the hospital, right, back home. I don't see it too out of the ordinary. I don't really have a reason to disbelieve his White House doctor. Now, again, people are all mad that he took off his mask. How does somebody with COVID take off his mask and expose other people? Well, feared the people were so far, it was outside, and feared the people were so far away. But I got to tell you something. You know, one thing that many of you have told me is when you do have COVID, you can't tolerate the mask. You know, that you have COVID and you're not feeling well, and you just can't sit there with your mask on. You can't do it. You feel like you can't breathe. You know, and so we don't make all COVID people wear masks, because we want them to breathe and get as much oxygen as possible. So we want you to wear a mask in case you have COVID. If you have active COVID, yeah, we want you to wear a mask. But if you're short of breath, if you're having symptoms, we want them, you know, we don't force you to have something covering your mouth and nose. Now, he took off the mask, I believe, President Trump, because he is the leader of the greatest country ever out there, and he doesn't want to have that look of him being sick. He wants to, I mean, you know, this whole COVID thing, and I'm not saying this to defend him or whatever, but, you know, really objectively, this was kind of embarrassing for him to get COVID. After everything that happened, you know, with him trying to calm down the country and trying to say, look, you know, I mean, I don't believe he ever said that COVID wasn't real. I think he admitted it was real and, you know, people died of it, but he didn't want the whole country to crash, which the whole world's economies have crashed. It's ridiculous what's happening with everybody's business, but, you know, it was, you know, he kind of, you know, had to walk the walk in front of the world the last few days, and it was really humbling and probably embarrassing that he came down with COVID. So his PR team, as well as he, probably wants to show the world that, you know, he's not, you know, on a gurney. You know, he's not in a hospital gown. That, you know, he is fit for duty, and he is as strong as he's ever been. You know, I don't know if you've watched all these old movies, you know, with kings and things like that. If a king is sick, the king doesn't want anybody to know. If a country that hates you thinks that, you know, your leader is down for the count, that's when they strike. Even though people don't realize it's usually everybody else that kind of runs the country, you know, besides the leader, right? But still. So, you know, if I was, you know, a patriot, which I am, and I'm American, and I see my president trying to show that he is, you know, still strong, you know, he's still at the helm, and we're not a country to mess with, I'm going to support him with that. I don't want him to expose other people, but let's talk about that. Many of you have asked what's going on with the Secret Service. Well, we're not going to get the details, but my guess is whoever is assigned to be near him, and again, we are seeing that Secret Service people are keeping a distance, and of course, you know, you don't want to be forced to get COVID, but my guess is whoever was on his team and has been around him either is being removed temporarily because they're being treated for COVID, or if they're asymptomatic and having COVID, I mean, maybe they kept them because he still needs a team of people to protect him. You know, I think it was asked of Dr. Conley yesterday, you know, if you guys are exposed to COVID, you know, why are you still treating him? So, you know, medical professionals were given guidance by the CDC that, you know, you don't run home and isolate every time you run into one single patient. Otherwise, nobody would be in the hospitals. Nobody would be taking care of patients. So in medicine, many doctors and nurses, you know, they might have taken shifts and, you know, some people that got sick were, you know, did go home. But for the most part, doctors and nurses have been still working throughout the whole thing. Now, true, they have better PPE than, you know, were given in the grocery stores and gas stations, etc. But, you know, they had to still keep the healthcare sector alive. And so, you know, my guess is, you know, people who were asymptomatic, you know, that, you know, weren't, you know, I don't, you know. So there's, my guess is there's certain protocols in place where nobody can reinfect the president, but those who were exposed that are feeling fine are still working. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.